Our scripture reading this morning comes from Acts 15, verses 1 to 29.
今天我们要读的经文是使徒行传第十五章第一节到第二十一节。
Acts 15, verses 1 to 29.
是使徒行传第十五章第一节到二十一节。
But some men came down from Judea and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. And after Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and debate with them, Paul and Barnabas and some of the others were appointed to go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So, being sent on their way by the church, they passed through both Phoenicia and Samaria, describing in detail the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brothers. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will." And all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who makes these things known from of old.' Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols, and from sexual immorality, and from what has been strangled, and from blood. For from ancient generations Moses had in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogues." Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders, with the whole church, to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers, with the following letter: "The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, in Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, although we gave them no instructions, it has seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what has been strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell."
今天要读的经文是《使徒行传》第十五章第一节到二十九节。有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，你们若不按摩西的规则受割礼，不能得救。保罗、巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论，众使徒就定规叫保罗、巴拿巴和本会中几个人为所辩论的上耶路撒冷去见使徒和长老。于是教会送他们起行，他们经过腓尼基、撒玛利亚，随处传说外邦人归主的事，叫众弟兄都甚欢喜。到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老接待他们， 他们就诉说神同他们所行的一切事。唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。使徒和长老聚会商议这件事，约辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说，诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样，又记着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。现在为什么试探神，要把我们祖宗和我们不能负的恶放在门徒的颈头之上颈项上呢？我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信。众人都默默无声，听巴拿巴和保罗诉说神记得他们在外邦人所行的神奇事迹，神迹奇事。他们住了身，雅各就说，诸位弟兄，请听我的话，方才西门诉说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓归于他自己的门下，众先知的话也与这意思相合，正如经上所写的，此后我要回来重新建造大卫倒塌的帐幕，把那破坏的重新建造起来，叫余剩的人，就是凡称我为名下的外邦人，都寻求主。这话是从创世纪以来显明这事的主说的，所以据我的意见，不可为难那归服神的外邦人，只要写信归服，写信吩咐他们禁戒偶像的秽污和奸淫，并勒死的牲畜和血。因为从古以来，摩西的书在各城有人传讲，每逢安息日在会堂里诵读。那时使徒和长老并全教会定义从他们中间拣选人，差他们和保罗巴拿巴同往安提拉去，所拣选的就是称呼巴萨巴的犹大和希拉，这两个在弟兄中做首领的。于是写信交付他们，内中说，使徒和做长老的弟兄们，问安提拉、叙利亚、几利一家外邦弟兄们的安。我们听说有几个人从我们这里出去，用言语搅和你们，祸伤你们的心，其实我们并没有吩咐他们，所以我们同心定义，拣选几个人，差我们同我们所亲爱的巴拿巴和保罗再往你们那里去，这两人是为我主耶稣基督的名不顾生命的。我们就差了犹大和希拉，他们也要亲口诉说这些事，因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重恶放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的，就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的生物和奸淫，这几件事你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了，愿你们平安。
We're glad to have our brother Zunan Lu with us again today, and we're so thankful for all the help and teaching that he's given to our churchAnd we welcome him now to share God's word with us.
我们很高兴，很高兴陆宗恩弟兄又能到我们面前来替我们祷告。我们也感谢陆宗恩弟兄，到我们中间来。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
让我们一起来听圣经神的话。
Let's listen to the Bible. What is God's words?I have been praying for you. I believe that today God wants to talk to us. Today we are going to see one example in the Bible. What should we do if there is a big dissension in the church? Before we finish today's preach,I would ask everyone to listen with your hearts. There may be some difficult parts in today's sermon. Please think about it. Use your head. I believe that God's words are sufficient.
若用心明白，会改变我们的生命。
If we truly try to understand it, our lives will be changed.
我们看事情跟解决问题的方法都会不同。
The whole angle we are looking at this world will be different.
那让我们一起来看今天这段圣经，在使徒行传十五章。
And let's look at the passages, which is Acts chapter 15.
我欢迎你在听到的时候随时查考你的圣经。
And I welcome that you open your Bibles during the whole sermon.
这个故事的背景呢是这样的。
So this is the background of this whole story.
耶稣在地上工作的时候，他带了很多人信他，他们是他的门徒。
And when Jesus was in this world, there were a lot of followers. There were the disciples.
但是他的门徒绝大多数都是犹太人。
But most of his disciples were Jews.
耶稣自己也是犹太人。
Including Jesus himself.
但是耶稣在他还在这个地上工作的时候。
But even when Jesus was still on this world.
他就预先宣告将来外邦人就是不是犹太人的。
He already told others that the Gentiles, those who were not Jews, can still be saved through him.
那在他死里复活升天作王之后，
After he rose from the dead and became the king in the heaven,
他从天上降下了圣灵，
He sent the Holy Spirit from the heaven,
表达他接纳了这一群人做他的百姓，
To express the fact that he accepted of all those people to be his people.
第一批得到圣灵的人都是犹太人。
The first group of people that received the Holy Spirit, they were Jews.
那就是在《使徒行传》第二章里面的五旬节的故事。
And that was the story about the Pentecost in Acts chapter 2.
可是后来耶稣继续做了很多让人意外的事情。
But even after that, there are a lot of amazing things that were done by Jesus.
因为他把圣灵也降在信犹太教的外邦人。
Because he also sent the Holy Spirit to those Gentiles who believe in Judaism.
后来耶稣又做了更稀奇的事情。
And after that, there's something even amazing happened.
他把圣灵降在那不认识犹太教的外邦人。
And he sent the Holy Spirit to those Gentiles who didn't even know Judaism.
意思是说，他接纳那一群不认识神的外邦人，也跟犹太人一样做了他的百姓。
And this tells us that he accepted those Gentiles just as he accepted the Jews.
他赐下圣灵只有一个前提，就是他们信他是他们的救主。
He will send the Holy Spirit to us as long as we accept him as our Savior.
但是这件事情给教会带来很大的困扰。
But this thing brings a lot of turbulence to the church.
我们的上帝做了一件事给我们很大的困扰。
So, because what our God did, we felt our church was in turbulence.
我们聚会好好的，可是上帝带了一个我们不知道该怎么样交往的人。
So we had a very good church, but God brought the Gentile to us, and we did not know how to deal with them.
有时候我们不是真的欢迎新朋友，对不对？
A lot of times we are not really welcoming the new friends.
因为他们一来，今天的气氛都打乱了。
Because when they came here, our environment will be changed.
但是是上帝带他来的。
But he was led to us by God.
而且他也对神的真道有兴趣。
And he was interested in God's word.
而且他听了福音，他也信了主。
And he believed in Jesus Christ after he heard the gospel.
结果你要怎么办呢？
So what shall you do?
我以前有一次传福音给一个游民。
So there was one time I was preaching to
street people, homeless.
A homeless person, yeah.
然后他很想听圣经，我以为他都是来要钱的。
And he really wanted to listen to the God's words, but I was thinking he must be coming here to get money.
后来前前后后有快一年的时间，他每三四个礼拜就来我办公室找我一次。
So there's about a year that he would come to my office every 3 to 4 weeks.
我发现他的学历很差，听不懂太困难。
And what I found out was he was not very intelligent. He couldn't really understand some of the difficult parts.
所以我就跟他分享主导文。
So I shared with him the God's prayer.
让他背下来。
Ask him to memorize it.
然后他每次来，我就讲主导文的一句话的意思给他。
And every time he came here, I will explain one sentence in God's prayer to him.
读到有一句话就是我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
And one thing we went through was give us our daily bread.
我跟他说你信靠上帝，他会照顾你，包含你的工作。
And we told him that if you believe, truly believe in Jesus Christ, he will take care of you, including your job.
我是有工作的人，我可以随便跟他讲这句话，他出去外面找工作是很难的。
So I have a job, and I can easily tell this to him, but it's very difficult for him to find a job.
所以我心里面空空的，你知道吗？
So my heart was empty.
因为他看起来真的没有什么工作的条件。
Because just looking at him, I don't think he can find a job.
但是我觉得我是传道人，我必须这样子讲。
But I feel that's something I have to say.
后来我们就这样祷告。
So we pray this, pray like this for a while.
后来他有两个月没有来找我。
And then it was about 2 months he didn't come back to look for me.
我就想说感谢主。
And I was thinking, wow, thank God.
后来两个月他突然间出现了。
And he suddenly appeared again after about 2 months.
他说上帝听了我们的祷告。
And he said God listened to our prayer.
他找到一个工作。
And he found a job.
而且雇主很喜欢他。
And the employer really likes him.
因为他蛮单纯的。
Because he was simple.
他要负责看管工地的安全。
And he was like a janitor for a construction place.
所以晚上不要有坏人或者什么事情的话，他可以去注意安全。
So he can take care of the safeties.
后来我就跟他说，那你信耶稣了没有？
So I asked him, did you believe in Christ?
他就傻傻的笑说，我信了，信了。
And he was smiling and he was saying, yes, I did.
我心里面很作难。
So I was, I felt puzzled.
我不知道要不要让他到我们教会去聚会。
I wasn't sure if I should invite him to my church.
因为我没有觉得我们的弟兄姐妹会爱他。
Because I do not think my brothers and sisters would love him.
我觉得教会里连我自己在内都是凭外貌取人的。
Because I believe my church, including myself, they look at others only at their appearance.
我把他介绍给我们教会的一些朋友。
So I introduced him to some of my friends in the church.
然后趁他觉悟别人可能不接纳他之前，把他带到另外一个教会。
So that when he realized my church does not accept him, he would go to another church.
有一个内地会成立的一个劳工教会在台北。
So there's a church.
Inland Chinese Mission. Inland Chinese
Mission.
他们都是劳工阶层。
And the church was consisted of poor workers.
那个教会非常爱他。
And that church really loved him.
他白天跟着传道人一起出去外面送便当。
And every day he would go out to send food.
后来他有一天碰到我们教会的一个执事。
And one day he saw a deacon from my church.
那个执事也发现这个弟兄很可爱。
And that deacon found him adorable.
然后那个执事告诉我说，这个弟兄说，陆尊传道带他信主。
And the deacon said that person told him that he was brought to God by Brother Zhun.
我很心虚。
And I wasn't very sure about.
因为我没有那么有把握，原来可以带他信主。
Because I wasn't sure that I can bring him to God.
我就跟他说，这要感谢上帝。
And I told him that this is truly God's work.
可是我们想想，如果上帝带一个我们不习惯的人。
So if we think about this, God makes someone believe in him, and this is a person we do not feel comfortable with.
我们要怎么跟他一起聚会呢？
So how should we worship God together?
或者上帝带了一个就是一个很正常的人，可是我们就不喜欢他。
Or God brought us a normal person, but we don't like him.
我们要怎么样一起好好的聚会追求呢？
So how can we worship and look for God together?
其实神已经告诉我们答案了，不是吗？
In fact, God already told us the answer.
耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
Jesus told us that you should love each other.
那么我们今天就来问，那爱要爱需要什么？
And today we are going to ask, for love, what do we need?
所以使徒行传的故事是这样的。
So this is the story about Acts.
有一群外邦人，生活作息跟犹太人不一样。
There were a group of Gentiles. They lived in a very different style from the Jews.
但他们现在在同一个教会一起敬拜。
But now they're worshiping God together in the same church.
然后保罗跟希拉、提摩太在外邦建立了很多教会。
So Paul and Silas, they brought up a lot of churches.
就有犹太人的弟兄从耶路撒冷出来。
So your Jewish brothers, they came out of Jerusalem.
跟他们说，你们如果不受割礼，不守律法，就不能得救。
And the Jewish people told the Gentiles that if you're not circumcised, you do not obey the law, then you cannot be saved.
后来保罗就跟他们有很多的争论。
So there are a lot of debate between Paul and those Jews.
两边都有圣经根据。
And both of them have the Bible to support them.
保罗就上耶路撒冷到长老和使徒的面前，要把这件事情确定下来。
So Paul then went to Jerusalem, and he wants to have this settled before the elders and the apostles.
连长老们都不能立刻决定到底要照哪一方的说法。
And this decision cannot even be made by the elders.
所以圣经就很诚实地记录了当时的教会遇到一个很大的冲突的过程。
So the Bible honestly captured what happened in the church.
事实上，如果当时的会没有开好，可能犹太人的教会跟外邦人的教会从此就分裂。
So if we think about this, if a consensus was not reached, then it was very possible the churches of the Jews and the Gentiles will split.
那有法利赛人，法利赛的基督徒啊，他们所坚持的是什么呢？
So what are the Pharisee Christians? What do they believe?
他们认为外邦人如果不受割礼就不能得救。
They believe that if the Gentiles are not circumcised, then they cannot be saved.
那你会问什么是法利赛人？
Then you would ask, what are Pharisees?
在以色列国家灭亡被掳到外邦以后。
So after the fall of Israel and after Israelites were captured by the Gentiles,
国家没有了。
There is no Israel anymore.
圣城没有了。
There is no holy city anymore.
圣殿没有了。
There is no holy temple anymore.
约柜没有了。
There is no ark anymore.
现在最大的问题就是。
And then the biggest question is.
那我们要怎么样可以敬拜上帝？
How do we worship God?
上帝要凭什么来接纳我们？
And how can God accept us?
连祭司都没有了。
So there is no priest anymore.
亚伦的后裔找不到。
We couldn't find anyone who is from the family of Aaron.
没有大卫的后裔做王。
There is no offspring from David that was the king.
后来连先知都不说话。
And even the prophets do not speak anymore.
犹太教就要回答这个问题。
And that's a question the Judaism has to answer.
后来犹太教有三种答案。
And then there are three different answers from the Judaism.
这三种答案就变成三种主要的派别。
And those three answers lead to three different sects.
法利赛人、撒都该人、西律党人。
There are the Pharisees, the
Sadducees, and the people of Hira, right? Hira sect.
Hira sect.
Yeah, 西律党。Okay.
西律党。
法利赛人相信，如果上帝把这些都拿走了，我们还剩下一个，就是圣经。
So the Pharisees believe that God has taken away all the country, the temple, but What we have left is the Bible.
所以法利赛人认为，只要我把圣经的律法守住了，神就还接纳我。
So the Pharisees believe that as long as I obey the law, then God will accept us.
撒都该人因为在后来建了一个新的圣殿，但不是圣经里的圣殿。他们认为，只要我继续到这个圣殿来敬拜，哪怕这个圣殿不是上帝要的圣殿，只要我有圣殿，我们就可以继续敬拜神。
So the Sadducees, they build a different temple. It's not a temple from the Bible, but it's a temple they went to worship. And their focus has been, as long as I go to the temple to worship God, then I can still be accepted.
Yeah, just make comment that the temple was not built by Sadducees, but Sadducees believe they can worship through that temple. 然后西律党人呢，他们认为只要有一个王，管他是什么王，我们继续有一个王，我们就还是以色列人。
And the third sect, the
Herodians.
The Herodians, they believe as long as there's a king, no matter who he is, we can still believe in God, be accepted by God.
所以对法利赛人来说，要守住律法就可以让神接纳。
So for the Pharisees, as long as you obey the law, you can be accepted by God.
守住律法的第一步就是受割礼。
And the first step is to be circumcised.
如果你受割礼，你就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
If you are circumcised, then you become the offspring of Abraham.
那你要继续的做亚伯拉罕的子孙，你就要守律法。
And if you want to continue to be the descendant of Abraham, you have to obey the law.
如果你不守律法，你就会从亚伯拉罕的子孙中间被剪除。
And if you do not obey the law, then you will be cut off from the offspring of Abraham.
但是律法很多人觉得很难守全。
But for many people, it is very difficult to obey all the law.
所以法利赛人把律法简化，让它比较好守。
So the Pharisees simplified the law so people it's easier to follow it.
并且告诉我们，如果你守住这个律法，将来弥赛亚来的时候，他会救你。
And he also told the other people that as long as you obey the law, then when the Messiah comes, he will save you.
这就是法利赛主义。
And that is
Pharisaism.那耶稣复活之后，也有很多法利赛人信了耶稣。
And after Jesus Christ resurrected, there are a lot of Pharisees.
他们加入了教会，就变成法利赛的基督徒。
And they joined the church, they became the Pharisee Christians.
他们也相信只有耶稣是救主。
They also believed that it was only Jesus who can become the Savior.
他们也认为只有耶稣能赦罪。
They also believed only Jesus can.Forgive their sins.
他们也承认耶稣是我们的赎罪祭。
They also believe that Jesus is our sin offering.
但是他们对耶稣救恩的理解有一个错误。
But there is one fundamental mistake in their belief.
我把律法守了，但我有一些亏缺。
So I obey the law for the most time, but I still have my shortcomings.
所以上帝爱我，因为我做了很多他喜悦的事，但我有一些没做好的。
God loves me because I did a lot of things that please God, but there are a few things that I need improvement.
现在我认了耶稣做我的救主，他就洗净我的罪，把我那些没有做好的给弥补了。
And now because I accepted Jesus as my Savior, then he cleansed my sins and he...made up for the shortcomings that I have.
换句话说，耶稣的救恩弥补了我的匮乏。
In another word, Jesus' grace is only making up for the shortcomings.
Compliment my defection. 所以就好像我考试满分是100分。
So this is like when I go to exam, the full score is 100.
我自己拿了60分
and I got 60 based on my own abilities.
我信耶稣就给我再加40分
and if I believe in Jesus Christ, I will get the other 40.
所以对法利赛人来说，基督教是什么呢？
So what is Christianity to the Pharisees?
受割礼，守律法，信耶稣。
So there are three things, being circumcised, obeying the law, and believing Jesus Christ.
但耶稣的福音其实不是这样。
But this is different from the gospel from Christ.
因为耶稣的福音告诉我们，成为亚伯拉罕的子孙，不是靠着割礼，而是靠着像他一样的信心。
Because Jesus told us that, to become the offspring of Abraham,We do not, depend on circumcision. We depend on our faith.
我们得救之后不会被神剪除，不是因为我们守了律法，而是因为我们有圣灵住在我们里面。
And after we believe, we are not be cut off, by God. And that's not because we obey the laws. That's because we have faith in our hearts.
耶稣的救恩不是为了弥补我们的过失，而是为了取代我们全部的生命。
And the salvation of, from Christ is not to, remedy, complement our shortcomings. It is to completely save us.
所以哥林多后书五章十七节说。
So that is from the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
想想我们信主是不是有时候也是法利赛的想法？
So when we examine ourselves, when we believe in Christ, do we often think like Pharisees?
我问你，你觉得你是好人吗？
So let me ask you, do you think you are a good person?
我觉得我是好人吗？
Do I think I'm a good person?
我觉得我是蛮好的。
I think I'm pretty good.
但我太太都看到不是这样。
That even my wife noticed differently.
那么是不是我是不错，但我信耶稣，所以我现在变得更好？
So is it like, I'm already good, but if I believe in Christ, I will get even better?
不是。
That's wrong.
我们是败坏的。
We are bad.
上帝在耶稣里给我们新的生命。
God renewed us in Jesus Christ.
如果我在基督里得到的新生命是圣洁的。
If the renewed life we obtained through Jesus Christ is sanctified,
那么我在基督里已经完美了。
Then I'm perfect already in Jesus Christ.
我信耶稣的那一天，靠着他是完美的。
The day I became a follower of Jesus Christ, I became holy through him.
到我到神面前见主面的那一天，我也是完美的。
Until the last day I see God, I remain perfect.
不是因为我做了什么，而是因为我有耶稣所赐的生命。
And that's not because of anything I have done. That's because God, Jesus Christ gave me a new life.
我信主的第一天得到的圣洁。
The holiness I received from the first day that I believed in Christ.
到我见主面那一天的圣洁。
Until the holiness I have when I see God myself.
没有增加，也没有减少。
There is no addition, there is no subtraction.
我这一生呢，不管我多做什么，不会让我更圣洁；我少做什么，也不会让我更不圣洁。
In my entire life, no matter what I do, it's not going to make myself more holy no matter what I do not do is not going to be
satisfied.
Because my holiness is all about the new life that Jesus Christ gave me.
我的老我会犯很大的错误。
My old self will make a lot of mistakes.
我的老我继续的犯罪，很会。
My old self will continue to sin.
但在基督里的那个新人是圣洁的。
But in Jesus Christ, the new person is holy.
耶稣赐给我的新生命，我无力增加，也无力减少。
The new life that Jesus Christ gave me, I have no ability to add or subtract from it.
所以我们一生在忙什么呢？
So what are we trying to achieve in my whole life?
丢掉我的老我，活出耶稣赐给我的新生命。
To give up entirely our old self and to fully accept the new life that Christ gives us.
所以耶稣基督的福音其实 也三部曲只有一部而已。
So the trilogy of the salvation of Christ actually is just one message.
信耶稣，信耶稣，信耶稣。
Believe in Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ.
所以让我们回到耶路撒冷大会的场景去。
So let's go back to the meeting, we talked about at Jerusalem.
想一想，法利赛人的宗教情操是很高尚的。
And we can think that the belief from the Pharisees is pretty loved.
他们很敬虔，很追求的。
They really try very hard.
可是他不能接纳那些神所接纳的人。
But they cannot accept those who are already accepted by God.
他说，如果你们不受割礼，你们就不能得救。
And he said, if you are not circumcised, you cannot be saved.
不能得救是很严厉的话。
And that is very, very harsh word.
意思是说你的命运就是地狱。
And that's the same as telling you that you will eventually go to hell.
你没有真的盼望。
There's no hope for you.
我跟你也没有关系。
I have nothing to do with you.
那法利赛的基督徒为什么要逼迫外邦人的基督徒呢？
So why did the Pharisee Christians persecute the Gentile Christians?
其实也不过只是一个简单的人性。
And that's human nature.
因为我们习惯用我们的标准去评价别人。
Because we are so used to judge others based on our own standards.
我们要别人来照我们的律法。
We want the others to follow our laws.
我们用这个律法高举自己来贬低别人。
We use the law to lift ourselves and to discriminate against others.
我们用这个律法来控制别人，来服务我们。
We use the law to control others to serve us.
所以法利赛人他们表面上是爱上帝的律法。
So for the Pharisees, on the appearance, it looks like they love the law from God.
实际上他却不能爱上帝所爱的人。
But they cannot love those who God loves.
在他们爱律法的背后，他们会觉得自己很有理由。
So behind the fact that they love laws, they think they have all the good reasons.
因为这个律法其实是上帝给的，不是我定的。
Because the law was from God, it was not decided by myself.
你想想，我们去骂我们的弟兄姐妹的时候，都是用圣经，对不对？
So this is like when we are trying to blame our brothers and sisters, we always use the words from the Bible.
但实际我们的心不能爱上帝所爱的，我们用他的话来做自己的事情。
But in our heart, we cannot love those who God loves. We use his words as a tool to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
在法利赛的基督徒背后，其实有一个隐藏的动机。
So there is a motivation behind the Pharisees.
是蛮险恶的。
And that was very evil.
因为他们期待以色列的国家要复兴。
Because they hope the country of Israel will rise again.
现在很多外邦人信主了。
And now there are a lot of Gentiles, they believe in God.
他们在罗马帝国里很有影响力。
And they are influential within the Roman Empire.
如果他们乖乖的受割礼守律法变成犹太人的话，
So if they are circumcised to believe in the law and become Jews,
那犹太国家不就复兴了吗？
And then the country of Israel will rise again.
那外邦人就可以来服务犹太人了。
And those Gentiles will start to serve the Jewish society.
但这不是上帝的计划。
But that's not the plan of Jesus.
因为上帝要复兴的是一个以耶稣为中心的天国，不是地上的政治。
Because what God wants to raise is a country centered around Jesus Christ.
在教会历史上出了一个伟人叫保罗。
So there was this great person Paul that emerged from the early church.
他原来是法利赛人。
And he was one of the Pharisees.
他是年轻的法利赛学生中最卓越的。
And he was the best Pharisee students.
他原来去逼迫基督徒。
He was the one who persecuted the Christians.
但是他信主以后，生命整个颠覆过来。
But after he believed in Jesus Christ, his whole life has been changed.
他做见证，他彻底的放弃了法利赛的思想。
Through his testimony, we can see that he completely gave up the Pharisaism.
他不觉得自己是法利赛人。
He doesn't think himself as a Pharisee anymore.
他说他是基督的仆人。
And he said he is a servant of Jesus Christ.
所以在腓立比书三章七到八节这样说。
So in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 8.
他说只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因信基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我已经为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus, Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things.And count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ.
这样保罗完全否定自己的过去。
So by doing this, Paul completely abandoned his past.
然后保罗明白基督的恩典。
And Paul really understands God's salvation.
他想耶稣是神的儿子。
And he know that Christ is the Son of God.
但他放弃了天上。做神儿子的身份，成为了卑微的人。
But Christ gave up entirely being the Son of God, and he became one like one of us.
所以我保罗今天才能得到他的救恩。
Only through this Paul myself, I can be saved.
所以我要体会耶稣的心肠。
So I need to appreciate.Jesus Christ's heart.
忘记我原来是谁，变成他要爱的人去爱他们。
And completely abandon who I was, and to love the people he loves.
为什么保罗可以去爱外邦人，可是法利赛人不能呢？
So one can Paul love the Gentiles, but the Pharisees cannot.
因为一个人必须先明白自己的罪孽很深重，才会体会恩典的可贵。
Because only after someone who truly understands his own sins, he will start to appreciate the salvation.
保罗说，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
And Paul said, among the different sinners, I am the worst.
一个厌恶自己的人才能承受荣耀的呼召。
Someone who hates himself, he will be fully able to accept the calling from God.
上帝最爱拣选那个跌过很大的跤的人。
So God loves to select those who stumbled.
上帝用保罗，保罗一生没有借口，他只能爱耶稣。
God uses Paul, and Paul has no excuses in his life.
因为他以前逼迫神的教会。
Because Paul has been persecuting the Christians.
所以当保罗发现法利赛人想要让外邦人受割礼的时候。
So when Paul found out that the Pharisees wanted the Gentiles to be circumcised.
他知道那不是上帝的心意，他知道那会违背上帝对外邦人的爱。
He knew that that was not the intention of God. He knew that that is against God's love for the Gentiles.
所以他放下了自己的一切利益，为外邦人极力的争辩。
So he gave up all the interests he has. He was trying very hard for the Gentiles.
他自己为外邦人传福音到可以舍命的地步。
He himself, he gave up his life when he trying to do the ministry among the Gentiles.
所以爱需要什么？
So what do we need for love?
爱需要舍己。
So love needs us to sacrifice ourselves.
忘记你自己原来是谁。
To forget who we were.
我们只有一个真正的身份。
And we only have one true identity.
我是蒙恩的罪人。
We are a true sinner that has been saved.
我是耶稣的孩子。
We are children of Jesus Christ.
其他的并不那么重要。
And nothing else is important.
在耶路撒冷大会上，有第二个领袖站起来为外邦人说话。
And then another leader stood up in the meeting at Jerusalem.
那就是彼得。
And that is Peter.
彼得是教会历史上第一个传讲白白恩典的人。
And Peter is the first one in the church history talking about grace, with
free grace,
free grace.
在五旬节的讲道里，彼得跟在场的三千人说。
So during Pentecostal, Peter was telling the 3,000 people.
你们个人要悔改，奉主耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And Peter said to him, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
不在乎你做什么，而在乎你悔改信耶稣。
So what you do do not matter. What matters is you have to repent and come back to Jesus Christ.
后来彼得到哥尼流的家里去讲道，彼得还讲道，没讲完，圣灵就降下来。
So then Paul, Peter went to Cornelius' home to continue preaching, and before he finished his message, the Holy Spirit filled the entire place.
彼得发现连他把道讲完都不重要，只要听众信了，上帝已经接纳他。
And Peter realized it's not even important for him to complete his message. As long as the audience believe, God will accept them.
所以彼得说，知道人心的神也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样，又借着信洁净了他们的心，并不分他们我们。
So Peter said, and God who knows the heart,bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us, and he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith.
想一想我们是谁可以拒绝一个上帝所接纳的人呢？
Think about who are we that we can refuse someone or who is or accepted by God himself.
神把圣灵赐给了他，我居然不接受他。
God already gave His Holy Spirit to him, but we cannot accept him.
那不就是我在拒绝上帝所接纳的人吗？
Is that the same as we are declining God's will?
那不就是因为我其实在拒绝上帝自己吗？
And that's just like we are refusing God Himself.
所以在《使徒行传》15章11节大会里，彼得清楚地说。
So this is like Acts chapter 15.Paul says the following.
他说我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。
But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will.
为什么彼得可以接受这些人？
Why can Peter accept those people?
因为彼得自己犯过很大的罪。
Because Peter himself, he committed huge sins.
耶稣被卖的那个晚上，他三次不认耶稣是主。
Peter disowned Jesus Christ three times.
但主完全的饶恕了他，跟他说：“你回头以后要兼顾你的弟兄。”
But God completely forgave him and said, "When you have turned again, strengthen your brothers."
所以彼得深知他被主耶稣接纳。不是因为自己做得好，是因为耶稣无条件的怜悯。
So, Peter fully understands that he was accepted by God not because of any good things he has done, but it's because God is merciful.
彼得所以虽然是做了教会的头，可是他的心极其的谦卑。
So, although Peter became the leader of the church, he was a very humble person.
他觉得别人跟我们是一样的。
And he knows that the other people just, are just the same as us.
我们都是贫乏。
And we are all
poor
and needy.
但是我们依靠耶稣的恩典被他挽回。
But because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we are saved.
我们常常免不了用自己的眼光去论断我们的弟兄姐妹。
We always like to judge our brothers and sisters using our own standard.
其实耶稣已经为那个人死和为你死是一样的。
And Jesus Christ already died for him or her, just like he died for you.
我们蒙恩并不是因为我比别人更好。
We are saved not because we are better than others.
我们能够变得更好是因为我们蒙了恩典。
We are getting better only because we are saved.
所以一个想靠自己的力量变得更好的人，通常也会变成一个自以为意的人。
So those who want to become better based on their own behavior, they will very easily to become self-righteous.
所以爱需要什么?
So what do we need for love?
爱需要降卑。
What we need for love is we need to humble ourselves.
放下偏见。
And we need to give up the bias.
专注去爱。
And we need to be focused on love.
耶路撒冷大会上第三个为外邦人说话的是长老雅各。
So the third person who spoke for the Gentiles, that was the elder James.
雅各不是十二使徒里面的那个雅各。
Please note, this James is different from the James Apostle.
因为那个雅各在西律逼迫教会的时候已经殉道了。
Because that James also already died because of the persecution from the King Herod.
这个雅各是玛利亚后来生的耶稣肉身的弟弟雅各。
And this James is the brother, the younger brother of Christ.
其实雅各在圣经里面也不是很光彩，原来。
And we can see that James didn't have a very, very good history.
因为在约翰福音第七章他曾经讥笑耶稣，不相信他是弥赛亚。
Because in John chapter 7, he was laughing at Jesus Christ. He didn't believe Christ was the Messiah.
但耶稣复活之后，他也变成教会的领袖。
But after Christ resurrected from death, James became a leader of the church.
他不是使徒，而是长老。
He was not apostle, he was the elder of the church.
他也是雅各书的作者。
And he was also the author of the book of James.
我们今天知道的长老雅各是一个智者。
And today the elder James we know is a person full of wisdom.
我们说新约的雅各书就好像旧约的箴言。
And we say that the book of James in the New Testament is like Proverbs in the Old Testament.
长老在开会的时候是最后一个说话。
So during the meeting, the elder is always speaking the last.
通常做结论的人就是最有影响力的人。
And typically, the one who is making the conclusion is the most influential person.
雅各在那里，大家就辩论。
And when James was there, the people were debating.
他听他们的辩论，心里有了定见。
And When James listening to the debate, he made up his own mind.
他明白圣灵在外邦人中间的工作不会是偶然的。
He understands that it's not coincidental that the Holy Spirit was working on.
一定有上帝的计划和心意，而且他看见这应验了旧约先知的预言。
He understands that it must be in God's will, and that was the prophecies in the Old Testament was fulfilled.
所以他引用阿摩斯书第九章十一到十二节。
So he cited the book of Amos, chapter 9.
里面说，此后我要回来重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕。
It says, after this I will return.And I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen.
此后就是指以色列被掳被审判以后。
And here the after is after the Israelites were captured by the Gentiles and after the judgment.
神要回来复兴以色列和全世界。
So God will return and will renew Israel and the whole world.
这个此后就是末世。
And this after is the end of the world.
末世的记号就是弥赛亚会来，大卫的帐幕会重新建造。
And we know that in the last days, Messiah will come back again, and the tent of David will be rebuilt.
大卫的帐幕就是指着大卫的国度。
The tent of David means the kingdom of David.
那个永远的国度被复兴的时候，会看到很多外邦人一起进来。
And when that internal kingdom was rebuilt, we'll see a lot of Gentiles come to the kingdom.
现在看到耶稣是弥赛亚。
And now we know that Christ is Messiah.
他已经升天作王了。
And he already became the king in heaven.
然后圣灵降临在外邦人身上。
And then the Holy Spirit fall upon the Gentiles.
大卫的国正在重新建造。
And David's Kingdom was being rebuilt.
既然如此，我们必须全心的支持保罗在外邦的宣教工作。
And because of this, we have to fully support it. We have to fully support Paul's work among the Gentiles.
这是 雅各的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of James.
因为他明白圣经。
Because he understands the Bible.
他看到了事情，他知道该怎么办。
He knows what to do.
可是他没有立刻的要教会整个接纳外邦人。
But he didn't ask the church to immediately accept all the Gentiles.
他明白犹太的弟兄姐妹要接受外邦人是很难的。
He understands it's difficult for the Jews to fully accept the Gentiles.
所以他要替他们想办法，怎么样让两群人可以彼此相爱。
So he needs to come up with a plan that the both sides love each other.
教会治理的问题不能只考虑真理，还要考虑过程。
So when we think about how to build a church,We cannot just be focused on the truth. We have to focus on how the execution.
你知道一件事是对的，可是你不能勉强的去推动，以至于大家分裂。
You know something is good, but you cannot force it because the church may be split.
好像保罗也说，拜偶像的食物是可以吃的，但是我们为了别人，我们就不要吃。
So this is like what Paul said.The food that's devoted to the idols can be eaten, but because in consideration of the others, we cannot eat those food.
所以雅各站起来定夺这件事，说我们要顾念犹太弟兄姐妹的禁忌，叫外邦人不要做他们很讨厌的事情。
So James stood up and he asked, he said that we need to consider what.The Jews do not like, and we should ask the Gentiles not to do it.
但同时他做了决定，犹太人弟兄、犹太弟兄姐妹也不可以强迫外邦弟兄姐妹受割礼。
But at the same time, he made a decision that the Jewish people cannot force the Gentiles to be circumcised.
所以长老雅各是一个懂得爱的人。
So Elder James is someone who knows love.
他在雅各书里面自己这样说。
In the book of James, he said the following.
他说要爱人如己。
You shall love your neighbor like yourself.
你们若全守这至尊的律法才是好的。
If you truly believe in this ultimate law, you are good.
但你们若按外貌待人便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the laws as transgressions.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？
Who is wise and understanding among you?
他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
By his good conduct, let him show his words in the meekness of wisdom.
所以爱需要什么？
So what do we need for love?
爱需要智慧。
Love needs wisdom.
爱需要舍己。
Love needs sacrifice.
爱需要降卑。
Love needs humbleness.
爱需要智慧。
Love needs wisdom.
我们里面没有。
We don't have any.
只有在基督里面。
That only existed in Jesus Christ.
我们不能爱，为什么？
Why can we not love?
因为我们不认识耶稣。
Because we do not know Christ.
最近，我的太太常常跟我说一件事情。
So recently, Zhong's wife always telling him one thing.
她说：“尊恩，你不懂得什么是爱。”
And she said, "Zhong, you do not know what love is."
我蛮生气。
And I'm, he is pretty angry.
难道你没有看见我做了这么多？
So haven't you seen the lot of things that I have done?
难道你没有看见我早想了这些事？
Haven't you seen that I am very thoughtful?
我很努力。
And I'm really trying.
他说：“虽然你不懂，那不是爱。”
But she said that's not really true love.
我在生气的时候祷告主。
So when I was really angry, I was praying to God.
我求主光照我，为什么那不是爱？
And I hope God can let me understand why that is not love.
我求主光照她，她想错。
And I pray God would change her heart.
当我爱的时候，我很努力，可是我要把她变得跟我一样。
When I love, I made a lot of efforts, but I want to change her to be like myself.
我要她接受我的标准，我的判断。
I ask her to accept my standards and my judgment.
我虽然爱，我没有舍己。
Although I love, I didn't sacrifice myself.
不像耶稣为她死在十字架上。
And that's different from Jesus Christ who died on the cross.
我爱她的时候，用我自己的方法去爱她。
When I love her through my own method.
我爱她的时候，用着我的方法抬高我自己，贬义了她。
And when I love her, I use my own standard to lift myself to lower her.
我以为我在爱，可是我很骄傲，我很自高。
I thought I was really loving her, but actually I was taking pride in myself.
我在爱她的时候没有体会她的感觉。
And when I love her, I didn't really think about what she thinks.
我觉得是好的事情，强迫她吃下去。
Something I think is good, I asked her, I forced that into her.
我依靠自己的聪明，可是没有智慧。
I used my own smartness, but I was not wise.
你知道谁爱她吗？
Do you know who truly loves her?
耶稣爱她。
Christ loves her.
耶稣为她上十字架。
Christ died for her on the cross.
耶稣把圣灵赐给她，在她心里面托住她。
Christ gave her the Holy Spirit to support her heart.
耶稣知道她内心一切的感受，耶稣对她先说话。
Christ knows everything she thinks. Christ talked to her heart.
耶稣呼召我去爱她的时候。
Christ called upon me to love her.
我得要先跟随耶稣。
And I need to follow Christ first.
因为我是没办法那样爱她的。
Because I have no ability to love her like Jesus.
但我如果跟随耶稣，让耶稣爱他的时候，我跟在旁边帮忙的话。
But if I follow Jesus, if I will be aside when Jesus loves her,
他会更多的看到耶稣多么爱他。
She will see more how Christ loves her.
反之亦然嘛。
And it also works the other way.
所以如果我们不懂得爱怎么办？
So if we do not know how to love, what shall we do?
我们要去认识主啊。
We need to understand God.
我们打开我们的心，让耶稣来爱我们。
We need to open our hearts so that Jesus can come in.
然后我们不断追求去认识耶稣怎么爱我们。
And we need to continue to understand how Jesus loves us.
然后我才明白什么叫无条件、谦卑、有智慧的爱。
And then we will truly understand what is unconditional, humble, and wise love.
所以耶路撒冷的大会就结束了。
So the meeting at Jerusalem came to an end.
教会没有分裂。
And the church didn't fall apart.
他们继续的传福音。
And they continued to do ministry.
犹太人跟外邦人一起去传福音。
The Jews and the Gentiles, they...
但是他们还有很多的功课要学。
But they...
But they still have a lot of lessons to learn. 因为教会的历史上这个问题没有一下子解决。
Because this was not resolved in the history of church.
但是他们要一直的学习怎么样去爱。
But they need to continue to learn how to love.
今天让我们每一个人都从心里醒察。Today, let everyone meditate in his own heart.你所信的福音是一个让耶稣弥补你的不足的福音，或者你信的福音是一个耶稣赐你全新生命的福音。
The gospel you believe is something that you need to learn and renew yourself.
我们以为耶稣是要弥补我的不足。
We think that Jesus was only to complement our shortcomings.
还是以为耶稣是我的一切。
Or we believe that Jesus is everything we have.
我们看自己是一个不错的人。
We think of ourselves as a good person.
还是我们看自己是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Or we think of ourselves as sinners who are saved.
让神来查验我们的内心。
Only God can examine ourselves.
我能不能接纳神所接纳的人，就看出我的内心如何。
Can we accept those who are accepted by God?
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来到主面前，有一段时间，用我们的心来亲近你。
Let's come to God and let's be quiet and listen to Him.
我们真渴望认识主。
And we longing after God.
我们渴望经历他的生命。
We hope that we can experience His life.
我们渴望我们被他全然的改变。
And do we hope that we can be changed by Him?
我们现在同声开口来向他祷告。
And let's pray together, Lord.
主耶稣啊。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们站在你面前。
I stand in front of you.
你看透我们的一切。
And you can see through us.
我们犯过很大的罪。
We have committed sins.
我们里面也有很多的恶念。
And we have a lot of bad things in our heart.
但你为我们死。
But you already died for us.
将圣灵赐给我们。
And you gave us the Holy Spirit.
证明你多么爱我们。
To prove that how much you love us.
现在我们旁边有一个人。
And now there's another person standing next to us.
我们不喜欢他。
We don't like him.
但主他也跟我们一样。
But Lord is like us.
他是一个罪人。
He is also a sinner.
但你也为他死。
But you also died for him.
你也将圣灵赐给他。
You also gave your Holy Spirit to him.
主啊，让我爱他，好像你爱他一样。
Lord, let me love him just like you love him.
要不然我就与你疏远了。
Otherwise, I will be deviating from you.
主啊，给我力量爱他。
Lord, please give me strength so I can love him.
好像你爱我一样。
Just like you love me.
让我在他面前想见降杯。
Let me humble myself in front of him.
让我放弃我自己。
Let me give myself up.
让我的眼睛打开。
Let me open my eyes.
看见他真实的需要。
To see the needs that he actually needs.
明白真正的答案。
To understand the answers.
知道真正该说的话是什么。
To understand what I really need to say.
给我那充满温柔的智慧。
Give us the love of meekness.
让我们重新和好。
That we reconcile.
一起面对困难的问题。
And let us facing the difficult question together.
使你的荣耀显在这个圣殿。
So that your glory can be manifested in this temple.
使这个世界看见我们是你的门徒。
So that the whole world can see that we are your followers.
我们这样祷告。
Our prayer
from Jesus
is from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.